Hey guys, welcome to The Nursing Co-op. I am so excited that you're here. On this podcast, our goal is to build your confidence, expand your knowledge, and create a supportive, cooperative community for nurses, one nurse at a time. My name's Ashley. I'm a registered nurse on a mission to empower nurses to build meaningful careers and change nursing culture along the way. In our time together, I hope to share my experiences, provide you with resources, and create a space where you can find your footing as a nurse without judgment. We will unravel nursing topics and make connections with amazing guests to give you all of the tools that you need to build an incredible life and career. I believe that it takes a village to build a strong nurse. We are your village. This is The Nursing Co-op. What's up, guys? Welcome back to The Nursing Co-op. So on today's episode, I want to dive into a topic that I think is relevant for the time that we're in and something that I think we just need to talk about. And it is that nurses need to stop glorifying self-harm. Now, that sounds like a big and a bold statement for sure. We're going to dive into it more specifically. First, I want to quickly remind you that we are now heading into a time period where we are having two episodes released per week. So keep on the lookout for Wednesday episodes. Wednesdays will be wellness content, wellness episodes. Last week, I shared my health journey. It was a lengthy episode for sure. So I know that it's probably a little bit daunting for some of you when you see the time on it. It took about an hour. It's a big topic. It was one that I didn't want to skip on the details about, but I was trying to keep it as concise as I could. And you guys know I'm a talker, so it turned out long, but I think that it's important for you guys to have a base to hear where I'm coming from and know the person that's you're listening to and the person who you're getting wellness information from. So just to remind you, Mondays will still be nursing content and Wednesdays will be wellness content really geared towards nurses. We're still talking about nursing, but I think that self-care, health, wellness are just at the core of us being able to be well, like high functioning nurses. So that's why I wanted to have both of these components on this podcast. So keep on the lookout for Monday and Wednesday episodes. Today it's a Monday, so we're talking about a nursing topic. So I just wanted to remind you, but let's dive back into this topic. So nurses need to stop glorifying self-harm. What I mean by this is that as a culture, the culture of nursing, we really glorify, we really praise behaviors that are harmful to nurses. I'm not necessarily saying traditional, quote unquote, traditional self-harm practices, but really that's what's happening. The opposite of self-care really is self-harm. And what sparked this topic for me is that we are entering into the season where nurses are getting awards. It's Nurses Week. Happy Nurses Week. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all that you do. I hope that you are taking advantage of all the really nice perks that happen during this week. I hope that somebody is grateful for you. I know I am, and I hope that your hospital is taking good care of you. But during this week, a lot of awards and things like that will come out for nurses. And I was reading a lot of these descriptions of like why they were nominated, why they won the award. And honestly, I got really frustrated because it was time after time. What's highlighted in these awards is that this person always is willing to stay late. They're always willing to pick up extra shifts. They're always willing to switch to night shift, even though they're day shift because they're short staffed. They're always willing to float to other units. They're always willing to take on extra patients because someone called in sick. It's what the behaviors that are being highlighted are what management and the hospital administrators, but that's what they want you to do. They want us to work more because then they need fewer people. We are staffing understaffed units. And it's not to say that any of these nurses don't deserve these awards. They're incredibly hardworking. They're clearly so devoted to this profession, which is incredible. But I just think we need to stop highlighting those behaviors. What if there was an award for someone who took really good care of themselves, and because of that, they're an incredible nurse? So-and-so always brings really great snacks for the unit so that everyone stays fueled and hydrated. so-and-so always make sure that she gets enough sleep and drinks enough water and make sure that everyone on her unit gets a break. I don't know. I know there's no words for that, and that's not going to happen. But that's my dream, is that that's what we highlight. Or that just that we highlight that a nurse is a great nurse because they're highly skilled and they are devoted to their patients and they really care about what they do. But they also care about their families and the things that they do outside of work. Let's highlight that. Let's highlight the humanity of our nurses, not the ways that they self-sacrifice. Because we already do that. We don't need to highlight it. I mean, how many times have you heard your fellow coworkers brag about how long it's been since they've peed or how long it's been since they've eaten or taken a break? How often do you hear nurses joking around with other nurses or new nurses saying, you're never going to get a break, or, you know, use this while you can, while you're on orientation, because once you're on your own, it's never going to happen again. It's like a constant conversation in our culture, is that nurses don't take care of themselves. That's all we're perpetuating. And that's all that we're celebrating with what the culture that's pushed on units, the culture that's celebrated by our hospital administrators and our managers. Those nurses who sacrifice themselves so often are the ones who are rewarded and praised the most. When honestly, if you look at a nurse who doesn't go pee, who doesn't take breaks to eat any food, who doesn't take any mental breaks, who doesn't ask for help, when you look at a nurse that's doing those things, do you really think that they are firing on all cylinders? Absolutely not. Their brain is working slower, they're tired, they're hungry, they're exhausted, they're fatigued. They're way more likely to make errors, to make mistakes, to forget things, to fall short and not be able to complete all their tasks, because how could they? They have no energy. Their bladder's full, or it's not full because they haven't drank any water. Is that really what we want to celebrate? I think no. So I really just wanted to bring this topic up because maybe you're in this position. Maybe you know someone on your unit who acts like this, who, you know, never takes any breaks, who works 12 shifts in a row, who's always picking up, never saying no, never asking for help. And maybe we just need to change the conversation. If it's you, then I hope you take this as a reminder that you should be taking care of you first. That's the way to become the best nurse ever, is taking care of you. Because nobody else is going to do it, I promise. Hospital administrators, your managers, your charge nurses, they can't take care of you. You got to do it yourself. They're always going to encourage all of these behaviors that help staff and understaffed unit. And also, let's just remember that these behaviors in most other industries, if they happened, would not be something that would be encouraged. They would be concerning. They wouldn't be allowed, honestly. Not allowing somebody to take any breaks or go pee, not to say that anyone is saying that we can't do those things, but it's highly encouraged. The way that our work is set up, it is built into the culture, and our coworkers do encourage that because we joke about it all the time. So it becomes the norm. If you're not doing that, then you're weird. I remember I would bring like gallon jugs basically to work to try and drink enough water, and I was the weirdest girl in the unit. But in so many other industries, not being able to take breaks, not being able to eat any food, not sleeping, working too many shifts in a row are often things that are concerning. And they're things that companies can get written up for, that they can be flagged for, that people leave for. But in nursing, it's just something that's the norm. So I really want to highlight this because I want to change what is the norm in our culture. The other piece I want to highlight here that kind of got me thinking when I was thinking about this topic was the fact that we often suppress our emotions as well. This is sometimes necessary. Of course, we don't want to be running around sobbing all the time or screaming at anyone or dumping all of our personal problems onto other people, our patients or our coworkers. We don't necessarily want to be doing that, but we also can't keep suppressing all of the emotions that come along with this job, because being a nurse is an emotional thing. We are with patients in their absolute worst moments and sometimes in their absolute best moments. And those are emotional things We don't want to just be robots, because people talk about replacing certain aspects of healthcare with robots, but they really can't replace us, because that human factor is what makes an incredible nurse. That's what people remember in healthcare, are the people that take care of them, the people that show them empathy and compassion. So we need our emotional side. And so if you have a patient that you're attached to who is going on comfort care or passes away or is going through something hard, or you've been really working with this family and they have to watch their loved one deteriorate, or you're in labor and delivery and you get to watch a mama give birth for the first time and hold her baby, all these things are emotional things. And we so often in nursing say that you can't cry, that you can't react, when sometimes that's exactly what you should do. It's exhausting to hide all of our emotions, to hide all of our needs all the time in this job. So I think we should also change that. I think we should make it more normal for us to be able to express what's going on, or just to react to what our patients are going through, what the family's going through, what we're experiencing, because we aren't robots. These things affect us. The trauma that we experience affect us. The happy things that we experience affect us. All of these things have an impact. And so I think we need to stop suppressing that too, because that's another form of harming ourselves. It's not good for us. No wonder we're getting burnt out. We can't even express our emotions. We can't be honest with ourselves. We don't take care of ourselves. All of these things add up. They pile up over time until you burn out. So I really want us to start normalizing taking care of ourselves. And that means drinking water, eating, taking breaks, going to the bathroom like a normal human being, also taking care of ourselves outside of our jobs, taking days off when we need to, sleeping like we need to, fueling our bodies the way we should be, moving our bodies the way we should be, spending time with our loved ones and our family, not isolating because we're exhausted all the time, expressing our emotions both at work when it's appropriate and also just at home if we have someone that we can talk to or a therapist. Taking care of our mental health, our physical health, and our emotional health, both at work and at home. I want to normalize us asking for help when we need to, saying no when it's appropriate, setting really clear boundaries at work, not always picking up extra shifts. It's not your job to staff an understaffed unit, even though sometimes it feels like it. Let's celebrate something different. Instead of highlighting our nurses who are sacrificing their entire being to be a nurse, who are giving up time with their families, who are sacrificing their health, who are picking up all the time and unable to do the things they love outside of work, let's stop highlighting only that picture. And let's instead start celebrating the nurses who do ask for help, who do take their breaks, who normalize taking lunch, who train their new nurses to take care of themselves so that they can be a better nurse. The ones that don't always pick up the extra shifts, the ones that make sure that they spend time at home because that matters just as much or more than this job. Let's celebrate the nurses who advocate for themselves and for their patients, the ones who set really clear boundaries, who speak up with their managers, who fight for what's right on their units. Let's celebrate those nurses. I know that that's not what administration or your manager is going to want to do, because they're trying to do the best they can with what little they have. But your job is to make sure that you are taken care of so that you can do your job. And we have the power right now to change what the future of nursing looks like. I know we've talked about this a billion times on this podcast, but I'm just going to keep saying it, because I think we just need constant reminders, because we still have so many people saying what we always have done. You know, they keep referring to this: nurses don't pee, nurses don't eat, nurses don't take breaks, nurses pick up a bunch of shifts, nurses sacrifice everything, nurses don't ask for help, nurses don't cry, nurses don't say no. We need to change this culture. Nurses eat their young. No, we're not doing that anymore. And we have that opportunity. All of you guys listening to this right now, you are the future of nursing. We all are. And there's a shift happening. nurses aren't putting up with the shit anymore. We're leaving. We're leaving the bedside. We're moving on to something else. We're saying no. We're asking for more. We're asking for what we're worth. We're setting more boundaries between work and life. We are changing things. So I think we really need to also be changing this. We need to change the underlying culture. It needs to change in schools. It needs to change while we're precepting, while we have nursing students, when we have new nurses on our unit. We need to change the culture. And we can do it one step at a time. We can do it as we enter a new unit. We can advocate and speak up, not just accept things as the way they've always been. Of course, it's not simple. It's not going to happen overnight, but it happens one small step at a time. So this Nurses Week, I want you to recognize the good things that you're doing for you or for your fellow nurses, but the things that you're doing that encourage each of you to take care of yourselves. I want you to celebrate each time that you take a break at work this week. Every time that you drink enough water, that you take a break to eat your lunch and actually take the time that you get, time that you deserve. I want you to celebrate taking 5 minutes to do some deep breathing when you're having a really stressful shift. I want you to celebrate saying no when they say, we're understaffed, can you come in tonight, when this is your one night off. I want you to celebrate that. I want you to go home and have your favorite beverage, whatever that is, wine, beer, coffee, tea. I don't care if it's water. Do something to celebrate those things. The little pieces where we're taking back our humanity, where we're reminding ourselves that we are human beings outside of this job, that we have families, that we have other side hustles or hobbies or other passions that we care about outside of this job. This isn't our whole lives. You are not just a nurse. You're a mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend, a wife, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a husband. You are so much more than just a nurse. So this week, celebrate those pieces of yourself. And I want you to set some really clear boundaries at work. Small baby steps. It doesn't have to be anything huge. Ask for more help at work. Maybe delegate a little bit more so that you have some more time on your plate so that you can take a break. You can take 5 minutes away. Little things, little steps that allow us to stop glorifying self-harm and start glorifying self-care. That's what we need to be doing. That's what I want to highlight this Nurses Week. All right, guys. I hope that this episode was helpful. This was certainly just like a little bit of a pep talk, kind of a topic that got me all fired up that I just wanted to talk to you guys about. Keep an eye out for this week's episode coming out on Wednesday as well. And I hope that you guys have an incredible Nurses Week. I hope somebody's celebrating you. If not, I certainly am. I'm rooting for you on this end. And I hope you guys are taking care of you. Thank you so much for spending some time with me and our community in the Nursing Co-op. If you liked this episode and found some value in the content, please share it with any and all of your nursing friends on social media and tag me at Ashley_nursingcoop so that I can thank you personally. That way, we can continue to build this community and change nursing culture for the better. I can't wait to see what we create. I will see you next week, but until then, happy nursing.